Wednesday, February 28th, 2018 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog. Be with you for the next 2 hours. Last day of February. Man, this year is flying by, isn't it? Tell you, I had a busy day yesterday, and it's going to be even busier today. But with the time I have at my avail, folks, I find that the deeper I descend down these rabbit holes, the muddier it gets. Now, I'm going to finish off the MK Ultra thing that I started yesterday, and then I'm just going to kind of, I don't know, throw a few things out at you and open the phone lines for comment. Now, there is a line in one of those two RBN commercials in which John Stadtmiller states, and I quote, "Participation and examination with thought and good intellect in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth." Now, the key words there are our own truth. Why do I say that? Well, I say that because my truth may not be your truth, which is why at RBN we value your input. Now, I have to say, not every host on this network agrees with every other host, as I'm sure you know. And there are a few territories that I wish to explore further that, well, may, if I choose to do so, it may cause some controversy, possibly internally. And later on in the show, I'm going to touch on a couple of them, and I would like to get your input on whether you feel you'd like me to proceed with it. Now, but for now, let me finish up with this MK Ultra report. I'm going to back up just a little bit from where I was yesterday, and then I'm going to proceed through this. Then I'm going to throw some things out at you, folks, and I really do want to get your input on it. So getting back to the MK Ultra so I can close this out, where do the victims of these horrific total mind control come from? Some are born into the intergenerational abusive families where abuse and association has been carried on for many generations. And as I said yesterday, Jay-Z states in his song Spiritual, and I quote, "Prayer Father's father wasn't touching his little daughter, creating transgenerational trauma. That shit'll haunt you." The transgenerational drama to which Jay-Z is referring is known as epigenetic memory. An epigenetic memory is trauma stored in DNA passed on through generations and is what allows these families to pass on the ability to dissociate. And that is why children from old European satanic Luciferian families are sought after for programming. Now, originally, this mind control was done for centuries on their own children, and the ability to dissociate and create multiple personality disorder is inherited. You see, if you traumatize most children with the programming traumas that they start with, most children just die. But then, there are a few children that would actually manage to stay alive and go crazy. There's only a small percentage of the population that is born with the dissociative abilities and the intelligence to be able to creatively say, "This isn't happening to me." They get a psychotic break in their mind. The center of the mind creates dissociated pieces to take the trauma, and then the programmers go in and find those dissociated pieces and create multiple personality disorder. Now, often these parents believe in the gift of dissociation and are happy to allow that ability to be enhanced through programming. Now, follow along with me here, folks, because this is nothing new. I'm not making this up, okay? And I'm going to share with you a few clips that'll basically affirm what I'm talking about. Now, these cults also breed children specifically for use as monarch victims. Some are kept and used solely as breeders for the coven. Their babies belong to the cult and are programmed or sacrificed. And as sickening and unbelievable as it sounds, bearing children for use in satanic rituals, well, looks like it really is, has been, and is today happening. Now, these women say they speak from personal experience when they claim to be breeders forced by satanic covens to bear children, both as a way for the cults to get new members and to find fresh victims for ritual murder. In an interview by Geraldo Rivera, I want you to listen to what a female member named Jackie of a satanic coven had to say about it. And by the way, before Dan plays this clip for you, I want to say that this is taken when Geraldo Rivera was young. This is back in the 70s, folks. So with that, go ahead and play clip two, Dan.
As sickening and unbelievable as it sounds, bearing children for use in satanic rituals may really be happening. These women say they speak from personal experience. They claim to be breeders, forced by covens to bear children, both as a way for the cult to get new members and to find fresh victims for ritual murder.
Did you give birth to infants who were sacrificed?
My first two.
Were sacrificed.
I was told it was the highest honor I could ever do as a woman, was to sacrifice my first two.
Jackie tells us she was able to escape her satanic cult. Today she helps other women, like Donna, who are trying to break free.
You killed your babies?
Just take the skin off.
You skin the baby? You take the baby's skin off? Do you feel remorse? Have you told the police?
I had to do what I had to do, or I'd be killed like the baby that they made me watch killed, and that they put in my hand. They said, "Obey, or this is you."
Okay, Dan, thanks a lot. That was a little bit hard to hear, but basically what she said, folks, is that, yes, as far as Jackie's concerned, she sacrificed her first two babies, which was an honor to be in that coven and do it. As far as Donna's concerned, Geraldo reiterated when she said that they skinned the babies. Now, Jackie tells us that she was able to escape her cult, and today she helps other women like Donna that are trying to break free. She said, "I had to do what I had to do, or I'd be killed like the baby." That's what Donna said. They took the baby's skin off. Now, Army-Navy parents will sell their children into a program. A person need not be cruel or even abusive to give their child to such programs. Rather, all that is required is a desire for advancement and a misguided sense of patriotism. Now, what do I mean by that? A lot of the parents that got involved with the CIA MK Ultra programs turned their children over willingly for various reasons. They may approach a parent and say that we have this experimental method where we can make your child into a genius and we can make them a success in life, and would you sign the paperwork here to allow us to use your child? Now, those who possess a heightened ability to dissociate will produce children with a heightened ability. They will be offered a unique opportunity to make their child part of an exclusive program. The parents who do are likely rewarded in rank and compensation, and some view it as a patriotic sacrifice to their country and idealize their son being some super soldier. Now, others are blackmailed. They may do this in conjunction if they found a father that was sexually molesting his child, i.e., I believe, Kathy O'Brien. They would say, "Okay, we won't send you to prison if you'll work with us, and we'll make you rich, but we need your child for this experiment, and it's a win-win because you won't go to prison and your child will become a genius and will become a success. We'll make your child into a success." One of the most prominent victims and whistleblowers, as I mentioned, is Kathy O'Brien. She was brought into the program through blackmail. Her father was caught distributing child pornography and through the U.S. In through the U.S. mail. And according to O'Brien, then when this one particular politician came to her father and told him he could receive immunity from prosecution if he would sell Kathy into the MK Ultra mind control. Now, Kathy says that her father was thrilled and he agreed to sell her into the project and was trained in how to raise her for MK Ultra. Now, many parents have a notion that the ends justify the means, that if this sacrifice is made, their child will have a possibility of becoming maybe a famous actress or a politician or a celebrity. But still others are kidnapped right off the street. Now, this third clip I've got coming up, I want you to have a listen to. It's about a couple of minutes long, folks. But pay close attention to this one. Go ahead, Dan, play clip number three.
Street.
And police pointed a gun at a woman's head and tried to force her into his van. Inside, a metal cage.
He was wearing a dark-colored hoodie-style sweatshirt and jeans. Now, the van is described as a full-size van, white, with no windows on the side. It also had a California license plate. And as you said, Sarah, the most disturbing thing is a possible black cage within that van.
Two boys said that when they were on their way home from school, a man in a white van asked them to come to the van and come to him. Of course, they did the right thing, and yelled and got out of there as quick as they could.
Fox 2's Paul Shankman is live in Rock Hill to explain why they want everyone in that area watching out for one particular white van.
White van.
Beside him at the curb, the sliding door opened in the back, and a white male yelled, "Get in."
That unsettling report comes from an 11-year-old boy who says there were actually three men in that van when it pulled up next to him near the intersection of North Rock Hill Road and Euclid. The boy immediately took off running for three blocks until he got to school.
Told the principal what happened and she called the cops.
Within a couple hours, a recorded message was sent to the parents of Lawrence Elementary students. Quote, "A white van was parked on the side of the road. The girls walked on and the van followed them. The girls became nervous and returned to school. We called the police, who are now investigating."
And then it was just scary because the very next day is when the other little girl came up missing.
1, 2, 3, 4!
8-year-old Demetrius Madison is smiling and laughing once again, but just over 24 hours ago, he was nearly kidnapped by four men in a black van who approached him at the Alameda Park Apartments.
All right, Dan, let's go ahead and cut that one off. The point that I'm trying to make here, folks, is this is going on all over the country. And through my investigation, the muddier it gets, as I say, it keeps turning back to the same child trafficking rings from what I see. And I'm going to go into this deeper. Now, as I mentioned to you yesterday, I don't have a lot of time right now. As this show continues, as I get through this MKUltra thing, I'm going to shift gears and go into a couple other topics, and I want to get your input. But reports of the children disappearing is nothing new. Now, we've been hearing this for a long time, but the question is, who is really taking our children? Now, Monarch victim Bryce Taylor wrote in her book, Thanks for the Memories, that she, as a little girl, would be used to lure other children into a vehicle for kidnapping. And she stated, and I quote, "I can publicly testify that what these children are saying is reality. And I can also say that I was used, even as a child, on Ventura Boulevard near the Corbin Bowl, to coerce children that were my age into black sedans, where the men had TVs and candy and all kinds of things, and that I was told to lure those children into the cars, and they would happen to be shopping with their mom, walking along the boulevard there, and then I would say something like, 'Would you like some candy? And there's a TV in the back of this car. Come see it.' And as soon as the child would approach the car, the men would throw them into the back seat and take off." Bryce often witnessed these children, and they would be contained, as she said, in cages. The actual number of missing children and adults in the United States and Canada is mind-blowing. While marked victims have down-to-earth convincing front alters, many of their alter identities exist in some form of a, I don't know, sci-fi world that keeps their slaves far from the reality and from their true identity. Now, the scripts of popular movies are often used to solidify the fantasy world within the victim's mind. A mind control script is like the operating software upon which the rest of the system is built. And the most common mind control scripts include the scripts such as Alice in Wonderland or The Wizard of Oz or Star Wars or Star Trek and Alien Abduction, among others. And on these fictional scripts, programmers build entire worlds into which the alters are placed. The victim's mind is so tormented that they will accept anything and are told to construct in their mind completely fictional worlds in which alters dwell. The victims often contain Alice in Wonderland or Wizard of Oz themed programming. These storylines work perfectly for the theme of dissociation as both characters enter alternate universes, ultimately created within their own mind, by the way. The same occurs with Monarch programming. Victims are sold to escape deeper into their own mind, to a fictional world of the programmer's creating, to escape the tortures alters go Over the Rainbow, or in case of Alice in Wonderland, Through the Looking Glass. And this is when the conscious mind takes flight. Military monarchs commonly have Star Wars or Star Trek-themed programming. It is not uncommon for monarch victims to be obsessed with these fictional worlds. They may know entire parts by heart or spend hours totally immersed in the Star Wars, Star Trek universe and know countless intricate details about them. Another popular theme for trauma-based mind control is alien abduction. Many of those who report abduction stories are in fact victims of trauma-based mind control. The brain instinctively wants to pull itself back together, and the more distance the alters are from reality, the further they are from realizing their own true self. The types of alters built into a monarch system vary depending on the intended role and occupation of the slave. Common alters include sex kittens. Data or library alters are used to store volumes of information. Ritual alters perform rituals and satanic rites as part of whichever cult or secret society, remember that word, it's coming up later, folks, to which they may belong, often involving sacrifice. Regardless of the viewer's personal religious opinions, these elite cult members truly believe and perform certain ceremonies accordingly. Deaf and mute alters prevent the rest of the system from hearing secret conversations. Suicide alters are programmed to kill themselves if caught by an enemy or begin remembering and realizing what they truly are. Animal alters think they are animals or animal hybrids. Seemingly front alters fool anyone with whom they may come in contact. Front alters will be very convincing and have no recollection of their abuse and believe they have lived an ordinary life. Another example is Bryce Taylor had no memory of any alter of herself, and according to her, she thought she had a very perfect life. A husband to move the children, anything money could buy. She lived in the beautiful neighborhood of Nagura Hills and had no idea of her different personalities. These are only the most common alters. Some will have specially designed alters depending on their situation and role. Each alter is a component of the larger machine, the result being that no single identity can rebel against the system as a whole. And in America today, there are hundreds of thousands of these multiples from every walk of life. And folks, all you have to do is tune into the Grammys or the Super Bowl halftime show, and you can see them acting it out in person, carrying out their occultish Luciferian ceremonies, of which they may not even know they're doing. The bum on the street to the corporate executive mind control multiples that have two basic controllers, their programmers and their owners. The programmers are specifically trained. They specially train individuals with the expertise in the mind, conscious, and hypnotherapy. They are skilled in the art of breaking down and controlling the mind. Think back to the show I did a couple of weeks ago on psychiatry in the military and how it's expanded, how it's grown, how they have tested individuals, Joseph Mengele, and on and on and on. They are the masterminds of the system, and each monarch is their work of art, and many victims view them as a godlike creature, as I said about Joseph Mengele. I hear the music coming up. We'll be back in three. I'll continue with this, folks. Stick around. More to come.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Thank you. Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
All right, folks, we're back. The American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. You know, it just occurred to me in this war, and we are in a war. We're in a spiritual war. It's not a shooting war, folks. It's an intellectual war right now, okay? And it's becoming easier and easier and easier to pick these people out because we're now, us, RBN listeners, we know what to look for. We know the trips. We know the triggers. How fast can you disseminate, folks? Not necessarily an idiot, but a naive, spoon-fed, Kool-Aid, mind-numbed, hypnotized mainstream America. How fast can you do that? It's very simple. All you do is listen for the verbiage. I do this all the time, okay, in the little quips that I get into when I'm, you know, driving people back and forth from point A to point B. You know, I hear stuff like, you know, people love Hillary Clinton. Oh, really? Why is that? They can't give me an answer. Well, because she's for women. Well, that's not an answer. Okay, expound on that. Or how about these people that say, oh, yes, but we must protect Israel. That tells you right off the top, these people are clueless. Probably programmable as well. Let's get back to this. The truth is, as far as MKUltra, there are actually slave auctions that very elite people attend to be able to own and buy the best mind control slaves that money can buy. And their handlers. Well, and by the way, folks, I'm going to give you an example of this. You know that those people standing in the background, for example, when the sheriff up there in Las Vegas was giving those speeches, the press conferences, did you notice his FBI handler in the back making sure that he didn't go off script? Or you notice these celebrities, they always have a handler, somebody in the background. The handlers, while being similarly trained, merely maintain and control the slave on behalf of the owner or the programmer, ensuring the programming remains intact and bringing forth the correct alters to perform whatever function may be required at various times. Have you ever sat back and scratched your head, folks, when these sheriffs are coming out and making these statements at these press conferences, and a lot of what they say don't make any sense, and it doesn't coincide with the actual, you know, the events that transpired? And as we have gotten really adept at doing this and uncovering it, they're starting to throw alternative investigative reporters out of their press conferences because they can't deal with it. Now, getting back to this, perhaps the most notorious individual associated with mind control is Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino. Now, Aquino the silver-tongued savant that of total mind control. He served, get this, folks, as a U.S. intelligence officer and an Army PSYOP expert, where he helped perfect the science of creating mind control subjects, garnering an above top secret military clearance. This is long after that MKUltra was supposed to have been dispensed with. He was a self-described expert in black magic, and he joined his friend Anton LaVey, Church of Satan, in 1969, where he quickly became a high priest before breaking away to found his own satanic sect. And although having been implicated by multiple alleged trauma-based mind control victims who recall his bizarre experience and his horrendous abuse, he was never criminally charged. And it was here, again, in a report done by Geraldo Rivera, allegations were made that as many as 60 young children were ritualistically abused by soldiers of Satanic Colonel Michael Aquino. With that, Dan, go ahead and play clip number 4.
Charged.
It was here, parents and others allege, that as many as 60 young children were ritualistically abused by soldiers of Satan.
Colonel Aquino, we note, sir, for the record, that you were originally implicated in the dreadful charges of child abuse. We note also that no charges were ever brought against you, and presumably you have been cleared. Would you like to comment on why those charges were brought against you?
Well, the entire time that the so-called child molestation scandal was occurring at the Presidio, the time period when these terrible events were supposedly taking place, I was assigned to the National Defense University in Washington, D.C., and my wife was out there living with me.
But is it not a fact that a 3.5-year-old girl identified you as the alleged perpetrator of molestation?
No, as a matter of fact, it is not the case. An accusation was made by her stepfather, who is an Army chaplain, speaking on behalf of this child. In her original interview with the FBI, she denied ever being molested.
Well, I've seen the... you are innocent until proven guilty. You were never charged in this case. I don't want to belabor the point. I have seen, however, the affidavits for the search warrant of your home, and they indicate the child is speaking to the authorities, not her father.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
Yes, folks, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand. Are you lending a hand? Help us, folks. Help yourselves, as the commercial says. You know, back to this clip that I just played by Geraldo interviewing Michael Aquino. Michael Aquino was supposedly off doing something in his military PSYOP, whatever it was. But at least one of those victims that Geraldo mentioned, a 3.5-year-old girl, she was a child in daycare at the Presidio military base in California. She was able to positively identify Aquino's home and describe with uncanny accuracy its distinctively satanic interior as part of the investigation. And speak of satanic, this guy, Aquino, has got eyebrows that look like horns. He's got this thing that's over his head that's black. He looks like a demon, folks. A search warrant was served on the residence of Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino and his wife, Lua, yea, Lilith. As a result of that search, numerous videotapes, photographs, photo albums, photographic negatives, cassette tapes, and address books were confiscated. Now, most disturbingly, also observed during the search was what appeared to be a soundproof room. Can you think Comet Pizza, folks? However, Aquino nor his wife ever faced any charges relating to those allegations. Why? Because they're part of the club, and we ain't in it. But we don't want to be in it, folks. Now, in her riveting autobiographical book, Transformation of America, the trauma-based mind control victim Kathy O'Brien named Aquino as one of her primary abusers. And O'Brien even claims that Aquino made a how-to video using her educating military officials and the skills needed to program slaves entitled, quote, How to Divide a Personality and How to Create a Sex Slave, unquote. O'Brien goes on to say that, and I quote, I know that some of my perpetrators were actually known Satanists and some of them were not. I know that Sammy Davis Jr. actually painted his little fingernail with red nail polish and was actually part of a satanic group, unquote. High voltage, handheld stun guns are handlers' necessity for wiping the victim's memory, but must be applied within 24 hours of an event to be forgotten. The brain stores memory as short-term for roughly a day before it is filed away as long-term memory. And high voltage scrambles the memories before they can become a cohesive long-term memory. Some handlers use a cattle prod or specially designed staff with hidden electric probes. Fritz Springmeier writes in his groundbreaking book that programmer Michael Aquino used such a sick, satanic staff, specially designed to wipe a slave's memory. This is Michael Aquino. Monarch multiples almost always bear electric prod or stun gun scars or their resultant moles. However, few outsiders can recognize them as such. Those in the entertainment industry have long been popular targets for mind control. And if you've not already seen it, folks, I'd direct you into the YouTube clip where Al Roker is triggered into a trance after hearing the phrase, quote, "make room for the Holy Ghost," unquote, by Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer said those words. Roker went into a trance for a good minute, minute and a half, right on mainstream TV, folks. Now, getting back to a person that I had mentioned a few weeks ago. The first celebrity mind control subject was a World War II pinup named Candy Jones. Candy was a popular pinup girl in the 40s and 50s. She was born Jessica Wilcox to an absent father and abusive mother, and Jones developed multiple personality disorder, now called dissociative identity disorder, at an early age to cope with the neglect and abuse she endured. She was highly hypnotizable and possessed a great deal of patriotism, having done several USO tours during World War II. After divorcing from her first husband, Jones was recruited by the CIA. And thrilled at the opportunity to help her country, she allowed Dr. Jensen, a CIA agent, to hypnotize her. He quickly found her alter personalities and developed the strongest one, named Arlene Grant, into the perfect super spy. This is documented, folks. You can go back and read this for yourself. She was trained to courier messages, to seduce a target, and kill them with her bare hands, all with complete amnesia. And following the event, with complete amnesia following the event, so she wouldn't remember anything that happened there. Now, Jones was likely the first one of her kind as such, as she was shown off to intelligence insiders as an example of what such programming could produce. And it was not until later in life that through hypnotic regression, she was able to discover what she truly was, a mind-controlled spy. And according to researchers, Marilyn Monroe was the first true celebrity sex kitten, while some historians classify her relationship with the Kennedys as an affair. Well, I classify it at least with Robert Kennedy as an affair. Now, researchers of mind control have revealed that she was actually a presidential model, the highest level of beta sex slave. And these highly prized assets are used to service presidents, executives, and world leaders. And like Candy Jones, Monroe came from an especially abusive background, being shuffled through 11 different foster homes and many abusive environments. She was working as a stripper named Mona at a burlesque club where she had met Anton LaVey, founder of the Church of Satan. They had an affair, but it did not end there. Sensing her talent and vulnerability, LaVey himself, a mind control programmer, turned Monroe into a beta sex kitten, as he did with Jane Mansfield. The circumstances surrounding Monroe's death, of which I have reported on, are still shrouded in mystery. Not with me. I've reached my own truth on that one, folks. But with a lot of people, it has. Matter of fact, I brought this up once yesterday when I was taking a lady across town. A great number of facts, as I've reported on previous shows, point towards murder. And since Marilyn's demise, many other celebrities have lost their lives in similarly suspicious circumstances. And to those who are aware of the darker side of the entertainment industry, the truth is quite clear that many current slaves under beta programming pay homage to Monroe as the first presidential model. And again, I have to remind you, these people that are falling apart, Britney Spears and, Lindsay Lohan and Jay-Z, and all these people that seem to be short-circuiting or collapsing on stage like Katy Perry did, okay, I believe is part of this, folks. Now, what other famous figures are involved in this perverse form of mind control? Trauma-based mind control victims and whistleblower Price Taylor and Cisco Wheeler have identified Bob Hope as a handler. And in her book, Thanks for the Memories, Price Taylor writes, quote, "My controllers and abusers were not low-level criminals, but instead were some of the so-called adored leaders and entertainments of our country." Hope has been the alleged handler of many Hollywood slaves, and unsurprisingly, many parents are willing to sell their children into total mind control programming to ensure fame and success, unquote. Many will recall, again, Britney Spears' interview with Diane Sawyer. When Britney asked a question, and you can Google this, folks, when Britney asked a question, and for some strange reason, Diane Sawyer asked Britney a question, and Britney, in an instant, changed personalities. It was apparent. It was just blatantly apparent. Now, it was obvious that something triggered the change. And in another instance, she was seen filmed exiting a vehicle adorned with a pink wig. She was talking with a British accent, and she stated that she had no idea about a man the reporters were asking her about. Now, ironically, the man that they were asking about was her current boyfriend that she had been dating for the past couple of months. And even the paparazzi says, and I quote, "They always know when they're in for a show when she adores a pink wig," unquote. And in a post by Courtney Love, she wrote about Britney. "Britney's dad molested her. Imagine the father that molested you owning you for slavery while you're forced to sing songs picked for their sexual content every night." Insane, right? These parents think the final outcome will be worth it. And if the child can't remember the electroshock and abuse, how much can it affect them? Well, interestingly, experts have discovered that as advanced and developed as the programming has become, and by the way, folks, they have come light years. Now, I want to use this time to interject to John in Tennessee. John, I looked that word up, that iter, the way in Latin, and something came up that was totally different from the subject content, so maybe I'm doing something wrong, but I wasn't able to find it. So, it usually comes unglued. This programming usually comes unglued between the ages, according to experts, of 27 and 30. That's right about the time it happened with Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan, isn't it? Now, when this happens, the victim essentially falls apart and begins behaving extremely erratically, switching alters in inappropriate times. And at this point, the victim will be called back in for reprogramming, often under the guise of rehab. What happened to Britney? We have seen this time and time again with various celebrities such as Britney Spears, Amanda Bynes, Shia LaBeouf, Lindsay Lohan, and many more, all having meltdowns right around, folks, this age range. So, let me ask you, this is what is happening in Hollywood, that Martin Lawrence, remember him? He's found on a street waving a gun and screaming, quote, "They are trying to kill me," unquote. And why is Dave Chappelle flipping out? Why is Mariah Carey cutting a $100 million deal and then turns around and takes her clothes off on a national television show, TMC? Why did Randy and Evie Quaid flee the Hollywood, quote them, Hollywood star whackers to Canada? Think about this stuff, folks. Why is this happening? Once top secret trauma-based mind control programs are now becoming mainstream fodder for television and movies thanks to the brave victims who have managed to come forward and lift the veil of secrecy surrounding mind control. They're putting it in their songs, they're coming out in tweets with it, and they're talking about its terrifying application, and it's beginning to fade. There's hope for those. I don't care how much money you have. It doesn't make any difference. You know, I'm going to interject here, folks. I think I told you I picked up former football star Neil Rackers in my Uber the other day. This guy's worth millions of dollars. But it doesn't matter how much money a person's worth. The money is not the issue. Because if you're one-on-one, if you have a bond in contrast like we all do with the awakenedness of being able to put those glasses on and see through this charade, you have a commonality. It's a common bond, all right? Use it. Doesn't make any difference. The money, the status doesn't make any difference because if we either hang separately or we all hang together, folks. So, there is hope to those that are having the flashbacks or the memories of these horrific abuses, and they often feel that no one else will believe them. The worst thing to call somebody is crazy and dismissive. How many times have you been called a conspiracy theorist? But now that word is starting to fade. And who are the real conspiracy theorists? That are the ones that are getting together in secret societies behind the scenes trying to depose a sitting president of the United States, all for their agenda. That's the real conspiracy. And it's fallen apart, folks. It's backfiring on them. And we're starting to win. But we got to keep this going. The listeners have to keep coming in. We have to trip those triggers of these people. When I talk about this mind control, this MK Ultra stuff, this is happening every day across America. Every time they turn on that TV and watch the boob tube, that's what's happening to them. And you're the beacons of light, folks. You're the people that can trip those triggers and cause them to go, whoa, wait a minute. Trust me, I do it every day. Every day when I get off the air, I'm preaching to the choir right now because most of you out there know everything I know and more. But when I get in the car and somebody gets in my front seat, I've got a mind there that I know most likely has been propagandized, mesmerized, mind-numbed, Kool-Aid fed, and has had the same thing done to them, even though they don't know it, not to the degree of this MK Ultra, but they've had it done to them. And I feel it's my job, and it's up to me, and it's up to you as Americans to cut through that mess. Let them see. Let them see what's really going on. And do you realize what happens when that happens, folks? Well, I'll get into that later. I had a whole scripted thing I wrote about that I'm going to share with you. I'm not sure exactly when, but let me get back to this. The worst thing to call somebody is crazy and dismissive. I don't understand this person, so they're crazy. That too often was the case in the past. But with the power of the internet, and I go through this every day, folks, when I have time. As I said, I go down this rabbit hole, okay, and it gets muddier and muddier. And I'm starting to realize more than ever before how much trouble that we're in and how important it is to reverse this. Because if we don't, we are going to leave a world for our children and our grandchildren that is going to be hell on earth. What has existed for so long in secrecy? John F. Kennedy, secret societies, okay, Eisenhower, the military-industrial complex, warned us 50 years ago, 60 years ago. So long in secrecy, it's now coming to life, and people are waiting and waking up, and it's happening all over us now. And all those people that I talk about, the people that I talk to every day when I get in my car, and I'm doing it now. I used to do it on the weekend. I'm doing it every day for 3 hours a day. With the intent to start a conversation with these people. Because all of them out there are thirsting for what you have. They know there's something wrong. Their gut tells them there's something wrong, but they can't put a finger on it, and it's up to us to show them. Themes such as these are becoming mainstream movies, television shows, and music videos. Once one is aware, the signs are everywhere in the grand scheme. Point it out to them. Point out the occultic slogans on Starbucks coffee, on Walmart, on the Chevrolet sign, the Standard Oil sign. By the way, Standard Oil, oh yes, that company that supplied the gasoline fuel for the Germans in World War II. An American company? Yay. Who really won the war, folks? The same people that start the wars to this day, and it's the people behind the scenes, the shadow government. And why is the United States supposedly the policeman of the world? It's only because we have the military, and they're the ones controlling the military. Think about it. Now, I have gone through, let me finish this out. Those who commit such acts are few, and the power of humanity is enormous. I just watched the other night, and I took a second look at this guy because I kind of dismissed him with the reptilian thing. I took another look at David Icke over the past few days. And a lot of what he says is true. We'll be back in 3. We'll continue with this. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick around. More to come.
are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. You know, I watched a couple of David Icke clips, but one of them I really refer you to why, and I insist almost that you watch this. Agenda 21, The Plan to Kill You by David Icke. He ties it together pretty well, folks. They are trying to kill us. Those Georgia Guidestones over there reduce the population down to 500,000. He ties it all in together. Okay, GMO foods, vaccines, chemtrails, all of this stuff is designed to kill us. A number of them. Hillary Clinton exposed, the movie she banned from theaters. Hollywood's rabbit hole goes deep. The JFK truth, the mob, the CIA, and the eight paid assassins. I watched that one. That makes a heck of a lot more sense than Lee Harvey Oswald. Mind control out of control. MK Ultra Kathy O'Brien Part 1. The New Phoenix Program. Excellent mind control documentary. Julian Assange and the MK Ultra Project. Clinton Cash official documentary. Many of you have probably seen that. Okay. Masonic High Priest, the blood sacrifice rituals and devil worship. Body language, MK Ultra. I'm just listing some of these that I have watched, folks. And as I said, the deeper I go down the rabbit hole, the muddier it gets, and the more it's imperative that we win. For the sake of our children and the sake of our grandchildren. Now, I want to touch base on another issue. As I mentioned, second hour, I'm going to open up the phone lines. I want some input from you guys because I'm going to throw some stuff out here that I really don't know whether I want to touch on or not. And I want to find out if you want me to. But with that, let's see. Do I have time for this? Yeah. All right. I want to give a shout out to Steve Elkins for this clip because I think this explains everything to all of us in about 17 seconds. So Dan, go ahead and play that 17-second clip. Go ahead.
One of the problems, not specifically on this issue, just in general, let's put it this way: money trumps peace sometimes.
Money trumps peace. Money trumps peace. What is he saying? 17 seconds sums it all up, folks. And let me add, money equals power equals control as well. This is about money, power, and control. It's about their agenda. It's the same agenda that his father, that disgusting devil, talked about on 9/11/1991, a new world order, where people of common cause can come together, not in the law of the jungle, but the rule of law. Oh, bull. Don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining, you demon. So that 17 seconds explains why the United States spends $100 billion every year in taxpayer money to maintain, no, folks, not 800 military bases around the world, but 1,000. And guess what? The latter of those bases built since 9/11, the bases built since 9/11, are in every country with a connecting border to Iran. Think about that when we go through the break. I'll be back in two. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick around. Second hour coming up. Phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price. And I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.